the way that people treat persons that life happens to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Life happens to.
Is, I wonder sometimes if it's fear or some people just have, they empathy. Don't have an empathetic spirit. And even institutions, churches and whatnot, oftentimes they are so far removed mm-hmm. from the reality of the world that they have no clue how they should be truly, you know, the spirit of what would Jesus do. And that's why I'm really excited. You know, I proposed to our change leaders that the Homeless Caucus go to the various change church member organizations and let us put a face of homelessness in front of them. Share our stories. Because we are real. We are living. We are breathing, worthy individuals. And every one of us has a story to tell.
One of the things about Christianity is that you look at a person as a person, not as a person, not a member of a group. If you look at a person as a member of a group, it's a lot easier to dehumanize them and do what you want to them. We have to realize people that are homeless are actually human beings.
And it's sad the number of children in the city that are homeless, you know, for whatever reasons. Maybe they came out of abusive home situations or whatever, and they're staying with a grandmother. When we had Project Homeless Connect, there was one young man that just stuck out with me. He had been living with his grandmother. Grandmother passed right before he was to graduate from high school. He could have, you know, gone off the deep end, whatever. But the young man continued in school. He stayed friend to friend to friend, which is technically still homeless. Mm-hmm. Couch surfing is homeless. And he's going on to a higher education. In fact, he's joining the services. Mm. He's giving back. He didn't become bitter. And bitterness and anger, they don't hurt the person you're bitter at, the person you're angry at. It only hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing I tell people living with this, with HIV or AIDS. You know, the only way that we're going to stop this disease, talk about it. It is what it is. So what? Life happens. We have no control over it very often. And you cannot let what life hands you determine or beat you down. You take it, you put it in your tool belt, you strap that tool belt on, and you keep on marching.